had for this, the Sunday after Ascension, is taken from the first epistle of St. Peter. Beloved, be prudent and watchful in prayers, but above all things have a constant mutual charity among yourselves, for charity covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without murmuring. According to the gift that each has received, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let it be as with words of God. If anyone ministers, let it be as from the strength that God furnishes, that in all things God may be honored through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. John. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "But when the Advocate has come, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness concerning me. And you also will bear witness, because from the beginning you are with me. These things I have spoken to you, that you may not be scandalized. They will expel you from the synagogues. Yet the hour is coming for everyone who kills you to think he is offering worship to God. And these things they will do because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I've spoken to you, that when the time for them has come, you may remember that I told you." Thus far this Sunday's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, this morning I will try to restrict myself to only the matters that pertain to today and to the points of the Gospel that are worth noting. Of course, today there is no catechism class. Next Saturday, this coming Saturday, is the vigil of the Feast of Pentecost, and it is a day of fast and partial abstinence. You may eat meat once next Saturday, but next Saturday is a day of fast. Next Sunday, of course, is the magnificent and all-important Feast of Pentecost. We will talk about that next Sunday. In this little bowl that's up here in close to the entrance of the sanctuary, the usual palm crosses are there that have been blessed with the three usual blessings. For those of you who may be new to this or unfamiliar with it, these crosses have got three particular blessings upon them. The first one coming upon them on Palm Sunday. That's why they are a bit dried up. They're a little old by this time. And the second blessing was placed upon them the other day on the 29th with the feast of St. Peter the Hermit, or the Martyr. Both ways is he referred to. And of course, the final blessing was placed upon these crosses on May the 3rd, which was the feast of the finding of the cross of our Lord. So there are three blessings on these little crosses that are primarily aimed at protecting us from the entrance of the devil. Therefore, they are there for you to take, and don't be afraid to take them. Be sure that everybody gets something, or gets one or the other, but be sure, though, that you take all you need. And what I usually do, what we usually promote doing, is to take each of these little crosses, perhaps, and wrapping them up with a little bit of aluminum foil. Make them a little bit watertight, as well as you can, and then take them outside and bury them. burden in the grounds around your houses. If you have no particular, live in an apartment, then simply take and place these around your apartment as you know how to do. So treat these crosses as very important because they are important. The first thing I want to say this morning in my own name and in the names of our monks and of our sisters, that we extend to each of the ladies, the mothers especially, a happy Mother's Day, a blessed Mother's Day, a beautiful Mother's Day. We give you what we've got to give, our prayer. And we ask that Almighty God, and today His Blessed Mother, will obtain for you, mothers and ladies, all of the graces and blessings that just the very title of mother showers upon you. This is a very touching day in the lives of people, as it should be. In reality, I think it's not touching enough, because we need to have a greater respect for our mother, whether she be dead or living. Some of us, the mothers of some of us, are gone. Let us pray for them in a very special manner. Let us offer our Holy Communions this morning for them. When I finish in a moment or a few minutes with a few thoughts, I will go to the center, and if you will each take your today's bulletins, and I want all the ladies to kneel, and we will say the prayer with the blessing of mothers and children. That's after the little talk. In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Ghost, amen. My beloved people, today we honor the Blessed Mother by crowning her as queen. Queen of what? We honor her by crowning her as queen. Are we crowning a plaster statue? Or what are we doing? This is not just another memorial ceremony. It cannot be another memorial or just simply a memorial ceremony. It is not a question of one body, one physical body, your physical body, my physical body, giving some kind of homage to a plaster statue, another physical body. It is not a question of one physical body giving recognition to another physical body. This is where the importance of it all is. We, as mortal human beings, are very anxious to come into contact with reality. And we ask ourselves, then, what is reality? Where is reality? I don't comprehend reality. Well, whether you realize it or not, you and I are in contact with reality. every single time you or I utter a single solitary prayer. And by the very fact that we mouth, if I may use the word, express a prayer, just by that simple act, we are acknowledging Spirit. And it isn't body that is trying to seek contact with another body. It is my spirit that is in contact with the other spirit, which is God. And by the very fact that I have said a Hail Mary or an Our Father or Jesus Mercy or whatever, by that very act of mine, I have acknowledged reality. I have acknowledged something that is superior to me. By the very fact, I have acknowledged that there is something more important than body talking to body. It is spirit talking to spirit. Therefore, where is reality? Is it in body? Apparently not. Apparently not. Then where is spirit? I mean, where is reality? Then it appears to be obvious that reality is in spirit. We can't comprehend that, but we must strive to understand that. And that's what we are doing today. It is not body in contact with body. A beautiful statue, of course. We don't know the history behind this statue, but there's different stories about this statue. I think this statue, at least I've been told, rightly or wrongly, that this statue has traveled a little bit. I don't know that for sure. But my beloved people, today we're not honoring a piece of chalk. The best that we can offer here is a piece of chalk, carved, painted, and lovely. Today, like any other day, but particularly today because it is a very touching day, we must be in complete contact with reality. Your spirit, my spirit, in contact with our mother. As real can be, we are talking not to a piece of plaster, but we are speaking to reality. Reality. Real. That which is what I hope to be someday, and what each of us here hopes to be someday. When your reality and my reality come into direct contact with that which we speak of. So, that being the case, forget you yourselves and in the innocence of your spirit and in the beauty of your, let us say our spirit, because we're all together in this, in the innocence and the beauty of our spirit, let us speak to her. Who is it in this room right now that does not have an ache or a pain that is almost beyond bearing. Who is it? And if we can't go to her and acknowledge her as she really and truly is, this statue here cannot do one blessed thing for you or for me. It is a lifeless image. You've got to go on the other side of this statue and see her. And she is the one that you must talk to. And you must put before her every bit of your ache and your pain and your anxiety and your suffering. Also put before her that which makes you happy. And ask her to accept all of this and place it at the feet of her son. And if you have trouble going, getting directly to her, see, my beloved people, as we're always saying, if we do not have faith, if you do not have faith, you've got no business being here this morning. That's a strong statement. But if we do not have faith, we've got no business doing this. And it's only because I believe that I can see her, and I can see him, and I can see whoever it is I'm talking to because of my faith. And when you think your faith is weak, there are messengers, my beloved people, who can carry your message and place it where you want to put it, your angel. If I do not have faith, nothing makes sense. If I do not have faith, then I am talking of a fairy tale. But because I hope I have the proper faith, I pray to have the proper faith. I ask to have the proper faith. And it is only because of that that I can see on the other side of this piece of plaster or that piece of plaster or wherever. This is what we have to do. And if we don't have faith, then we emphasize beauty, beauty of something, beauty of form, something we can touch. And that's where it stops. We stop at the beauty of a piece of wood or a piece of plaster or wherever. When I have faith, then that which is wood or plaster or marble vanishes. And light comes to me. That's where the beauty of our holy religion is. That's where the beauty of the reason that you're here comes from. This is what we speak of. It isn't body, it's spirit. That's me. And all of the things that we put importance on vanish into unimportance. You know, some people say, it's put out, and I've got to quit in a minute, I promise you. You read literature that the only thing that we are absolutely anxious to get accomplished is that we can bring the Mass and the sacraments to the people. And we try to make the Mass and the sacraments important. Now please do not misunderstand me. Mass and sacraments, who is to talk about their importance? But the Mass and the sacraments are not an automatic passport into heaven. Please remember that well. The Mass and the sacraments are not an automatic passport into heaven. What is then the passport into heaven? It resides inside of me. And to the extent that that which is inside of me is able to grasp that which is real, to that extent is that passport infallible. Nothing else will do it. Today is the day we honor the Blessed Mother. If you can't understand what I'm saying, perhaps somebody can't, then ask her, talk to her, and tell her to try to explain that which that man can't say properly, that he stumbles through and stutters through, and ask her to straighten it out in your minds, that we can see it as it is supposed to be seen. Now, but dearest ladies, please kneel. That goes for the sisters as well.